Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, July the 3rd. I want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July holiday out there. Markets overnight, we had December corn up 4.5 cents at 4.99 and a quarter. September wheat down 3 cents at 6.48, and November beans up 39 and a quarter at 13.82 and a quarter. July beans were up 55 and 3/4 cents at 16.13. Obviously, the reports on Friday still affecting the markets here today. The bean acres just shockingly low at 83.5. You know, that's 4 million under what people were looking for out here. It certainly could take the carry out under 150 million. And that's assuming a 52 bushel yield, which I don't think we have. Now, the corn was a little bit lower overnight with more rains and the big acreage number, 2 million over what they were looking for at 94 million acres. The wheat's just following along out here, but we had deliveries against the July contract, and that's putting a little bit of pressure on the wheat. They always say by heavy deliveries first notice day. Okay, this is now the second day, but I think wheat's probably a buy on these kind of breaks out here. But at any rate, what are we looking forward to the wheat? It's going to, you know, really depend on the beans. I don't see how the beans break too much off of these numbers. We're not overbought. We corrected the overbought when we had the hard break. We've come back to make new highs here. If July beans close over $16 tonight, I think that's a very bullish close. It's not to mean we won't have little setbacks here and there, but I still believe when we look at everything out here, that the beans have got to come up with at least trend line yield to keep from getting into a real tight situation. For the week, we're going to have export inspections at 10 o'clock. They should be on the light side. We'll have crop progress at 3 o'clock. We'll probably get an inkling of whether these rains did any good. Now, Cook County, Illinois, where Chicago is, we had about anywhere from 2 to 8 inches of rain. Now, we don't raise a whole lot of corn and beans in Cook County, Illinois. But the fact of the matter is most of the state got some pretty good rains. Iowa, Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, Ohio, Indiana all got good rains here. Now, some of these rains were accompanied by a really strong derecho, and we have to see how much damage they did. We should get an idea on crop progress tonight on what really happened out here. Did the rains offset the dryness? Did the derecho knock some of that off? We really don't know and probably won't know for a while out here. Looking forward to the rest of the week. We'll be off tomorrow. We'll get the export sales on Thursday. My guess is export sales will start to pick up in the beans on this number. I don't think anybody's going to be wanting to caught short beans out here. If they need beans, they better start buying them. Now, it might take a week or two to get that going, but I still think we're going to see higher exports. So, you know, this is an important week. If we can close corn and beans higher for the week and wheat, I think that's all a positive sign. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.